Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Seriously, be part of the solution. You do that by having the right information. You do that by not letting them get away with spewing garbage. Yes, you know who they are. Do I really have to do this with you? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like I say, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Yeah, there's so much going on in the news. I can't wait till Sonia joins me to discuss some of the craziness. I don't know any other way to put it. Some of you, you know, you heard what went down with Trump. $83 million for defamation. Right? $83 million from this person who claims that Donald Trump either sexually assaulted or, I don't know which, I can't really understand when you hear her speak. All right, I mean, either just sexually assaulted, which I don't really know what that means, touched her apparently, or he raped her. Which is it? Nobody seems to really know. After the original trial, he gets out and he says, look, I don't know this woman. I believe she lied. Well, I know she lied. Not I believe she lied. I know she lied. She can't give you the date. She can't give you the time. She can't remember the store. This is like Kavanaugh all over again. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Yeah, I mean, and the reason I'm on this, it's kind of like breaking news, if you would. The jury decided that, former President Trump needs to pay Jean Carroll, more than now $83 million in damages after denied allegations he raped her. Now, listen, here's the funny thing about this, right? Usually when you have these kind of damages or defamation or what have you, they got to prove how you were hurt. How was she hurt? What's this worth? There's no police report at the time. She really didn't tell anybody about it. There's so much here that just smacks of illegitimacy. And yes, I'm questioning whether the judge allowed the appeals, allowed the information to happen properly. Now, jury decided that Trump must pay $18.3 million in damages and $65 million in punitive damages. In other words, you know, well, because we don't like you. I mean, you really think he was going to get a fair trial in New York? Seriously? I mean, seriously. Now, that federal judge in New York City last year decided that Trump was not liable for rape, but was liable for sexual abuse and defamation. And the president was ordered at that time to pay the $5 million. Right? I mean, absolutely, he came out, said, ridiculous. I fully disagree with both verdicts. I'll be appealing this whole Biden-directed witch hunt focused on me and the Republican Party. This is what Trump posted on Truth Social. You know, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, that he has the money, he has the resources to be able to fight this, to push back on this. It's just nuts. This isn't America. This isn't a true justice system. Again, beyond a shadow of a doubt. So when did this happen? I don't know. Where did it happen? In a store. What store? I don't know. Seriously? I'm sorry. I apologize. I got one of the facts I got twisted. She alleged that Trump raped her at a Bergdorf Goodman department store across from Trump Tower in Manhattan sometime in 1996. Right? She was seeking $12 million in damages. Deep pockets. Probably looking for him to give her the money and walk away. But you see, if he had given in to her, this would never go away. This would always be there. It would never go away. The jury found Carroll was injured as a result of a statement Trump made while in the White House in June of 2019. The jury awarded Carroll $7.3 million in compensatory damages, other than the reputation repair program, and $11 million in damages for the reputation repair program. I don't even know what those are. But I don't. Who was she before all this happened? No, I mean, was she somebody that was famous? And by Trump saying and doing what he said, it hurt her financially. It hurt her character. Now the jury found that Trump made the statements to harm Carroll, and then awarded her $65 million in punitive damages on top of it. And the jury said that Carroll should be paid $83 million total. Where did they get the... I would have walked right across the street and appealed this. I mean, seriously. Anyway. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Sonya Schmidt when we return.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to so no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 0523. 800-284-0523.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. I believe it is, anyways, right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be, you know, part of the solution. We want information, okay? I don't want to just make fun of you or anything like that. I'm not going to do it, but truly, get involved, get engaged, but have that information first. Otherwise, you're no better than they are. Sony Schmidt joins me, she does every week. I so much appreciate her time as my co-host here on Fridays. And I don't know, did you hear the big news today?
I did, and I don't know that we could really make any sanity out of this thing, Joe. It's so off the rails. The wheels are so off. And, you know, like you said, it's so bad that people, at least it's opening up people's eyes. So I guess Trump is the guy to have to withstand all this because it afforded the people an opportunity to see the ugliness of what's going on. Because this is bad. This is...
I agree with you. And $80 some odd million because with no proof of anything, no police report, nothing.
Well, they're gonna say. I mean, many times women don't report that sort of thing, especially with the rich and the powerful men. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago when we were.
Yep.
So. Police reports, especially a woman, she's 80, which I also find. So if this happened, 20 years ago? Is that about right? No. Yeah.
Yeah, back in...
2030.
Yeah.
I just find it hard to believe that a billionaire playboy with the swagger of Donald Trump is hitting on... You know, just can't keep his hands off this 56-year-old woman. And is it possible? Yes, but that's where I will first start. But you're right. There seems like so little lack of credibility, and the court the trial was so unfair that he wasn't able to speak or he wasn't able to present his side without. Declaring what he was going to say, having things edited. I mean, that's what I'm hearing. This was, and they didn't allow this to be on camera, right? This was not broadcast.
No, they wouldn't, right. I think people would have saw what it was about, don't you?
That's why they didn't have, yeah. And I think that the people are starting to get, they're starting to smell how unfair this is. I mean, if he did it, fine, but have a real trial.
Bingo. You know, it's funny, people are suggesting that maybe we're trying to cover for him. And it's like, no, you're guilty, but how about we do this in a fair way? Look at the Kavanaugh trial, right? They kept trial, I don't even know what else to call it, but they kept that going, you got to believe her. She couldn't tell you his name, she would have been 15 years old when she went to the party. There were people at the party that said, he wasn't even at that party, or there at the time it all happened. You know, so they had witnesses.
Goodness these people have been able to get out of these things that the Democrat Party has set up. This is not their first rodeo, which is another reason they should want it to be open and transparent. Because they know this isn't the first time they've done this and failed. They did this with Clarence Thomas, and people still think Anita Hill is the victim, even though it's been disproven. You know, this is not the first time they do that. They particularly do that with black males.
Now, think about something here. You just said it. It was disproven with Kavanaugh. It was disproven with Thomas, and yet they still say that it happened, right?
They're
still, banking on the fact telling you that it's happening, because they're hoping that you believe it. But if Trump comes out of court and says his freedom of speech now is dead as far as I'm concerned. He comes out and says, look, I didn't do it. I don't know this woman. He goes out of this whole thing, and that's what she's taking him back to court for. Defamation of character. How many regular criminals, if you would, walk out of court and say, I don't care what the jury said. I didn't do it.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to know what this woman did that she deserves that kind of money.
I said the same thing.
She's a writer of what? How much money did it? The few times I've been involved in legalities, if you were going to sue somebody, you had to show exactly what your losses would have been. And I'd love to know that in the past 20, 30 years, she would have made $85 million, and the reason that she couldn't was because she was so traumatized, I guess. I don't know.
I don't either. I sit there and scratch my head with a lot of this stuff. I really do. Man, if all it takes is defamation for somebody to say something negative about you and it's devastated your career, your life, your brain, I should be a gazillionaire. You know what I'm saying?
No, it only works the opposite. It only works if you're on the Democrat Party. It would not help you at all, so forget about it. But remember, and I told you this before, when that whole hashtag MeToo thing came out, they only did this after the Billy Bush personal conversation they thought it was going to take. Yeah, they thought they were going to get some mileage out of that. So they brought forth all these women who had been keeping quiet about their own sexual abuse, not protecting their fellow females, only in order to catch Trump in something. And they started this whole "you got to believe every woman" thing, and it's all a big setup. You just got to watch what they do. It's all a big setup. They probably had this in the workings way back then, or it didn't work then, so they landed on this. I just think they should have and could have gotten a better candidate. This woman does not even seem like or look like, and I'm sorry, with women, looks do matter, especially when you're talking about Trump, who ran Miss America, or Miss U, whatever he ran, Miss America, who's married to Melania Trump, whose ex-wife is a beauty. Come on. He's going to walk in Bergdorf Goodman and see. And you know what? Yes, she's 80, but you got to see something there, you know? And I'll say it so you don't have to say it. She ain't somebody that somebody's trying to check that hard at 60, 50, 60, 55. Let's give her 55.
Yeah.
I'm not a mathletic person, but... I ain't going to
if he's going to cheat on somebody, again, look at the women in his life. You're right about the, you know, somebody's going to say, well, that's because none of those women would allow him to touch them in the pageant. Yeah, right. Sorry. Women in those pageants have done some really
exactly what
questionable
he said in
stuff.
Billy Bush, exactly what he said in that videotape. I worked in Hollywood for over 20 years, and there was nothing that he didn't say. I don't believe he said he did. He said women will let you, and they sure will. I have been in casting calls where women have offered themselves up to me. That's how loose they are. How loose they are.
Okay, we got to go on that note, so I can go throw up. We're going to go for commercial break, and I'm going to clear my brain.
I'm not going to say their character. I'm not going to do it.
All right, we'll be back in a minute. Boy, you're on a rampage today. I'm going to come back. I'm just going to let you keep tearing them up. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
I'm so tired.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News update. A Manhattan federal jury concluded Friday that former President Donald Trump is liable to pay $83.3 million to writer E. Jean Carroll. That's for public statements he made in 2019, which disparaged Carroll and denied her rape allegations. The White House is upholding its support for Israel in response to the International Court of Justice's ruling, which calls on Israel to minimize the civilian death toll in Gaza. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the court's decision aligns with the administration's stance that Israel should reduce civilian casualties in its conflict with Hamas. The U.S. is intensifying efforts to secure the release of remaining hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. CIA Director William Burns is scheduled to meet with officials from Israel and Qatar this weekend amid the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I just got to bring her on before I lose my stuff. Sonya Smith joins me as my co-host on Fridays. Always appreciate the time that she spends with me. You know, I just saw it in the corner of my eye because they're doing a news brief on the Trump thing. And apparently, he stormed out of the court, and they're having a field day with this. About him not being able to control himself. Right? $83 million. The judge says it. Trump says, you've got to be kidding me. Right? And the left is having a field day. And I'm going, you know what? They would have the same response at a lot less money. You know, and it's not the money thing for him. It's the principle. Because, again, like I said a minute ago, he could have just paid the $5 million and called it a day. Right?
I'm going to tell you something about the left.
Uh-oh.
Because I worked with them, and I saw them in action, and they did the same thing to me. I used to go home and say, why don't they fire me? They're picking at me. They're poking me. They're abusing me on a daily basis. I was like, why don't they just fire me if they don't want me there? And I realized, and one day I said this to my ex-husband, they're trying to break me. It's not enough that they get their point across, whatever it is they're trying to do. Right. They want to destroy me. They want to destroy my spirit. They want to destroy my career. They want to destroy my finances, and which eventually they did with my finances. And close to that was my spirit. It was really hard to come back. And I had, so, when I started doing a show, I did a show a few years back, and I did a lot of interviews. I did a lot of long-form interviews, and I interviewed someone in the know on our side. And it was before Biden became the president. And he said the plans for Trump were to destroy him emotionally and financially. And so so hearing this, and I forgot about it up until, you know, recently, but hearing that and watching what's going on, the left always tells you what they're going to do. But to watch them do it in action, one of the things that they're doing right now, and their projectionists, I guess, if that's the word, everything that they say that you do, they're doing or they plan on doing. But one of the things they have in the workings now is to say that Trump sounds like he's incoherent, he's losing it. Well, you know, that's the thing that I noticed, too, with the left when I was in Hollywood. They pick on you, they prod you, they hurt you, they lie on you, they do all sorts of things to you. And then when you react, they go, oh, what's wrong with her? You know, what's wrong with him? He's losing it. Well, that's because you're gaslighting, you're mean, you're awful people, and at some point, people react. So I heard he stormed out of the courtroom today, you were saying?
Yeah, you know, at the $83 million award, going, you know, you got to be kidding me, right? And part of it is, as I come to know more about the case and the intricacies of the case, you know, he was asked at his deposition, right, asked whether he saw his deposition played in court, to which he replies yes. Then he was asked if he stands by his statements in the deposition, which he replied 100% yes. Because, you know, the deposition, he said, I don't know her. I never touched her. Mm-hmm. And third, he was asked if he ever threatened Carol in his tweets and social media posts. Trump said, no. I was only defending myself what I believe was a false allegation. The judge jumps up and says, strike everything from his answers other than yes or no. And so,
wow.
Yeah. And wow. He goes on to say that they had proof. They had things that they wanted to introduce and the judge would allow them. I mean, this whole thing is set up for an appeal. There's no question about it. So
So he is going to appeal, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's going to appeal. Yeah, probably walking across the street right after it happened.
Yeah.
Apparently, she did an interview on Anderson Cooper. And in the interview, she says, and I'm quoting her words, so don't throw anything, rape is sexy. And numerous other things that totally, you know, Trump was referring to the possible evidence being introduced in the trial that, you know, she's saying rape is sexy. Now, why she would even say that, what's it do?
I'm sure the left will portray her as being so traumatized, but she didn't know what she was saying.
Yep. Yeah.
When we watch all of the movies that the left puts out and all of the messages that the left puts out, and they have some really twisted messages. Can you imagine someone from the left or in a movie or whatever, they've made all this sort of, they've made movies where that is sexy. So
apparently, by him putting out, not tweets, what is he got Truth, Social, whatever it is, yeah. So he puts out stuff on Truth. They say, you know, this is a one-sided trial. I'm not allowed to defend myself. He's talking about all these things in Truth Social, and they're saying that he's using that to intimidate her. So basically what they're telling Trump, every one of these courts is telling Trump he doesn't have the right to defend himself. He doesn't have a right to speak. He doesn't have a right to challenge.
Yes, that's what they're doing. Yeah. And I can vouch for that in Hollywood.
Well,
it's the same tactics. It's the same tactics. My heart goes out for this man. I get a sick stomach thinking about what he's going through and the fact that he can get out there and still campaign. Listen, if he sounds like he's losing it, it could be because the man is tired, because he works hard for a living as opposed to all those other creeps out there that are, you know, on the left.
I get frustrated. You know, look at you and I both, every human being has been frustrated in a situation, whatever the situation is. We've said things, and whether true or false, we have said things in an angry way over the years, and it's human nature. He's not allowed to have human nature, apparently, number one. Number two, I would be frustrated. I would be screaming right up to the last second of my life going, look, I never touched her. I never knew her. You know, I mean, my God, for $5 million, which is cookie jar money for me, I could have given her the money and gone on my happy little way, and all this stuff would have been put behind us.
Right. You know, he's going to be throwing over some tables at some point. The thing about Trump is everything he says comes out to be true.
Yep.
So I don't know why they don't quit messing with the man, because and their biggest, I think their biggest fear is that he is going to retaliate if he becomes president. They have to figure out a way to get this man to not be to break him financially, to break him possibly emotionally, and to keep the people from being allowed to vote for him. Because I think that if he becomes president, and maybe I'm just thinking he's like me, but I would go after every single one of them.
Do you remember the first time around when he ran and you had Hillary saying that, you know, oh my God, if he gets in, he's going to take half of D.C. with him? I mean, that was an admission that, you know, that there were things going on there, right? So somebody, I would love to find out someday, I hope he writes a memoir or somebody close to him does, I would love to find out how he got snookered in the not going after her, not going after some of these people that he knew, they knew they had stuff against. Why they would do that, really?
I'd love to know that too from the horse's mouth, because I just think he had such a huge job to do in a swamp that I don't think he realized was as swampy as it turned out to be. I think he did the work of the American people rather than to retaliate at that point. But I think after all of this, he has no choice, because if they do it to him, they can do it again, and they can do it to other people. So he actually has a responsibility to go after these people.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but if I was Trump, the minute I got in, I would start a treason task force, if you would.
Me too.
A deep state treason task force.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I would use the same tactics they did to say, well, wait a minute, you guys said this was okay, so we're going to do this. Okay, we're going to drag Hillary and Bill out when we have any kind of allegation against them at 5 o'clock in the morning, surround their house with FBI agents and automatic rifles. I mean, seriously, it's kind of like whenever we do something, they come unglued and how unconstitutional, how lawless it is. But when they do it, it's 100% okay.
Right.
They can do no wrong.
It's the company lion.
Got to go for a break. Be back in a minute.
Goodness.
Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up with Sonia right when we come back.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. All of a sudden, I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being. Somebody just sent me a quote over by Hunter Biden's business associate. Rob Walker says that Joe Biden was never involved in business dealings. I'm somebody spent Joe Tracy does every Friday. I'm just, my tongue won't move out of the way. I'm like, everybody around you, you have phone calls, you have audio tapes about Joe being involved in your dealings, and yet they must have told him, dude, you want to go to jail? You want to stay out of jail? You want to stay out of jail? This is how you testify. I don't know any other way to put it.
That's one of the reasons that I had to take a serious look at the Democrat Party, because they expect you to check your common sense at the door. It's like, no, there's too much evidence. I'm not going to ignore this. I'm not going to be delusional. What did Dean Phillips say the other day? His party is delusional.
Yeah. Yeah, which means that, you know, again, you won't see him anywhere, any debates,
he's so,
anyhow.
He's so gone.
Yeah.
He's so gone.
You had the same problem. I mean, you and a bunch of other people I know had the same problem in the party. When you start espousing things that they don't agree with or they think you shouldn't be saying, you're done, right?
I just simply asked a question, you know, and my career was over. They don't play. They play for keeps. And that's something that we don't do on our side. We never get nasty. I don't think, you know, I know that you mentioned that we're going to use the same tactics possibly in the future that they are using. But yes, we should. And I don't know. You know, it's so hard to go, do we go that dirty? But
No, wait a minute. I'm going by, they say, and they have challenged the legality of, you know, what they've done with the DOJ and how they've weaponized the DOJ. And so we want to sit there all the time. That's why we keep getting slapped around. We go, no, we're the gentlemen. We're the ones that, you know, we don't even push the envelope. We're going to do what we'll stay away from the maybes or the shady part. No. You go trucking down the middle of that road at twice the speed that they went at. You use the same policies and you could just do, look, you guys use this law, this rule, this thing to do this. We're using exactly those same things. So tell us again where we're wrong.
So, wowie. Do we weaponize?
Look at Hunter the other day. He's there in Congress. It's a contempt of Congress. They should have put handcuffs on that guy and shackle chains on him.
Wrong
and had,
question.
You know, 15. Yeah, you see, I'm going overboard with this because I'm irritated. Put the guys with the semi-automatic guns and dogs and everything else, just like they did to Rudy Giuliani. Where was he going to run to?
Exactly.
Who is he going to take on?
Exactly.
All right.
But do we go so far as to weaponize the FBI and the DOJ and all the other things that their administration has done? Or do we clean it up and try to make it run as it should be and as it was?
Yes. Yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm not suggesting we go as far as they went. I'm really not. But
not in
I am
every
suggesting
area.
That some of these people get a taste of their own medicine. Can you imagine a Hillary Clinton having to hobble out of her house because she's got shackles on her ankles, chains on her hands, 15 FBI, armed FBI agents around? How about a little humiliating moment for her, too? This stuff isn't right, and they know it's not right. And it's working with some of the weaker conservatives, Republicans, whatever, because now they're, you know, they're not going to open their mouth. They plead guilty to things they're really not guilty of, just so they don't have to be, you know, wiped clean.
And their hands are in the cookie jar, too, so they're afraid. I just couldn't stop laughing at the image of shackles around Hillary's cankets.
I'm sorry. Bill would be all excited because he'd think it was one of those games. Like, where are the women?
Baby.
I'm good, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, we're tired. I could say. And I'm being totally sexist all night tonight. I've been degrading women and their character all night. So write your cards and letters to Joe.
I don't believe you're being degrading. One of the things I got irritated, you know, I'm bringing up the past, but you'll appreciate it, which is that whole Me Too movement. I made fun of it. And then they started picking on me for doing it. And I'm going, look, if you meant this, where are you now? There are still women being assaulted now in Hollywood.
Yeah.
There are still women having to put out to get parts today in Hollywood. Where's the Me Too people?
It was where's the Me Too movement when it comes to those women who were raped and killed in Israel? You would think that some of them would stand up and go, because it's the same behavior, and women are women. So if they're supposed to be believed, if they're supposed to be defended, that means everywhere. So they're not real. They're fakes. They know they're fake. They know they're fake. But, no, they only use that movement. They only started that so they could try to catch Trump. And I think they think they've nailed him this time with this weirdo that you were talking about, painting rocks in front of her house blue. And
he's got...
She's a weirdo.
$6, $7, $8 billion. Again, not to belittle it, but $83 million is cookie jar money, right? It's, you know, it's your mom's bra money. It's rolled up and hidden away.
She's got to go down, though, because this is a terrible message for girls.
I agree.
to teach them that they can lie and get away with it. Because there is, you know, we do want to be, we want to take girls credible who are behaving credibly. And, but we also, I think that we should severely punish anybody who's lying in a case. You can't dress up like a cop and pretend that, you know, that you're a police person. You can't do that sort of thing.
I agree with you, and I'm the male in the room, so I'm going to get it. I know, but here's the deal: if you lie for any other, you know, well, any reason, really,
any
I'm going to try to give it out. But if you lie on a guy like that, I'm sorry, you should do the same time that he was going to do.
That's
if he
right.
was found guilty.
Had he been found guilty, yep. I agree. Because we got to be fair about this. We got to make sure that the criminals get their due. And we can't do that if girls are learning, you know, that they can lie about a situation and get away with it. So, you know, everything that Trump does, like I said, it wills out in the end. He's going to win. He's going to prove this woman to be false. And God, I hope he takes some of these people down when he becomes president. But it breaks my heart. When I heard this today, and it just kept flying into my news feed, you know?
I would do it. You know me. People say I'm being vindictive, but I would do it in such an open fashion.
I think
even if it never
made
the court, it would embarrass them and ruin them so badly.
I think it has to be in an open. It has to be big open. He should have a whole department, like you said, just for that.
Yep.
Just for that. So he can be about the business of the people. And they can be about the business of the criminals.
Yeah. And you've got to pull the right people this time. You can't rely on Chris Christie and other boneheads
to
go
ahead people say he's learned his lesson from that. I honestly think this guy was thrust into the situation, had no clue it was this swampy. He didn't know who to trust. Yeah,
I'll agree with you there. He did not know who
to trust. I think he knows now.
I hope so.
And
I recognize this too. You have a guy like him with his personality. You've been crapping all over him for what, 4, 5, 6, 7 years. All right. I hope he can hold back. I hope he can not get vindictive and just show that we can do it right. We can bring up the facts right. We can hold the facts against them right. And I would. I've talked to Brad Dacus about this, our legal guy.
Mm-hmm.
I would match up. Look, Your Honor, you gave so-and-so 6 years for this. The
mm-hmm.
exact same things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If that person was guilty, then this guy's guilty. And if this guy's innocent, we need to let that guy out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I would do it. I would push to do it all with cameras in the courtroom. All of it.
Absolutely.
You know?
Oh, I would not leave my...
Yeah, I know you wouldn't. I'd have to deliver the popcorn there.
Exactly. Can you imagine? Oh, my gosh, I'd be in hog heaven.
Yeah, we're going to broadcast from Sonya's house today because she's still part of the TV set.
Where is Sonya? I haven't seen her in a year.
Well, there'd be multiple cases going on at the same time.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
and I'd have monitors. I would have monitors all over the place, popcorn makers and monitors and much... PJs, I'd have enough pajamas to last me for a month. I would be in hog in heaven. This would be great.
Yeah, I'm with you. I would love to find out someday, like you say, from the horse's mouth, why he didn't prosecute some of those people when he got in. Why he didn't go after her when he got in there. You know, Eric Holder, who blew off a subpoena.
Exactly.
Why didn't he go to jail?
Exactly. You know? I think because the man had a job to do. What do? You fight back and you don't even have the team? That, you know, think of what would have happened if he had fought back with the team that he had. He only had a handful of trustful people.
Yep.
So
we got to go. Top of the hour. You can go, I don't know, turn over your fish cakes that you caught in fly fishing. Be back in a few minutes.
So you're going to make fun of us this
week. I am not. Well, I wouldn't be me if I did. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Sonya in the next hour.
I'm getting there.